Ich war mit Boris, I won't say it's the first, when we chatted with him in his presence, I was a minister towards you. When we chatted in Prabhupada's presence, he always would say, sit properly. Because we know that you don't sit properly, you tend to be inattentive. It is the posture of the body does influence the mind. You can sit, I see one body, elderly body, and chair. That's all right. You need to make sure that your spine is straight, that your chest is open so that there is enough oxygen, and then you can see it's much easier for the mind to focus. And then, of course, you need to see that you are pronouncing the mantra clearly, and now the first part of the section comes. You need to listen to the sound which you are making. Especially when we chat with others, we need to take care that we hear our own japa. And the hearing is a twofold process. There's a difference between hearing something and listening to something. The moment you listen, the hearing becomes focused. When we say it and then we communicate, are you listening? You're just hearing. Listen. Or in Krishna's English, listen up. Listen up. So what happens when you come from hearing to listening is hearing is a mechanical process. Listening involves the consciousness and the mind. It is a practice of being present with the sound. No? Let us just do this for now. We sit and we don't hear, but we listen. Do you know the difference? No? You just heard the car, but you didn't listen to it. Mm. If you were to listen to the car, you would listen and you would understand something about the car if you are a car expert. But you just heard it pass. You listened to me. Your consciousness was the problem. He said this to Jayadvaita Maharaj. Just listen to yourself, chant sincerely. And what chant sincerely, that means I will tell you half an hour. We will chant up to 9 o'clock. I will not turn around. I will go there. I somehow always have a feeling that masters are very close, you know. Then the men are not daring to come close. So you can please let us come close. Don't stay away. So Hare Krishna, our puja is in action. Hare Krishna. Let us all together say and then we will chant together for maybe a minute and listen to our chanting. Then I will let you go into your own japa and you will listen to your own japa. So once again, let us now listen to ourselves chant sincerely. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Much now we will chant for about half an hour. Our time is simple. We are sitting straight. We are focused on the deities and on the sound which we are doing. It's a wonderful Japa period.
Shiva Bhagavatam, where says to Balaram, we are taking care of the Yadavas. We are the emperors here. We will take the royal symbols away from the Yadavas if they don't act appropriately. That means we will take the chamaras away, we will take the royal umbrella away, and so on. So this is, here our pujari in elegant moves is worshipping the deity, hopefully with the mind focused on the worship. So in the same way, our kirtan or japa is a conscious effort to glorify Krishna. See, he's there in Vashana, obviously, that is the seat of the government of Vrindavan, of the spiritual world. It's the Radharani, the queen, is situated, they are there looking at you and hearing you. What is it that you will express to them? When we express something, and I would say, for instance, Josh! It's so nice to see you. See, his eyes went up and he was giving up his tiredness for a minute or so. Because a person is able to receive when he addressed them. He's able to listen when we address them. He's able to be moved. Oh my God, hopefully he will think, hopefully he will not say kind words to me in the public. No, I will. So there's a conscious person who's interested in how you address him. So we say, Hare Krishna, it is an address to Krishna. And we will now devotionally focus on Krishna. We will chant, I would say, for another half an hour, that makes it 9:10. Is it possible? Half an hour? Then we have half an hour, and we really have a good samskara. So again, I request you to chant the Panchatattva Mahamantra all together, and then we will immediately get out into sits down. We have made the determination to chant, but at some time the mind will become dull, because it is always the same for the mind, unless it has already made deep spiritual realizations. So there will be the tiring of the mind, and it is the you will have to pass through this period to come to real, substantial, and essential realizations of Vajrayana. In other words, you have to pass through the mind in order to find the spiritual dimension. Now, if we chant only a few rounds, one, two, it can be that we are very focused, but if we never have gone through that resistance of the mind, through this rebellion of the mind, through this dulling of the mind, the problem is that we will never really get a feeling what is real, what is life beyond the mind, what is life beyond the body, what is the real spiritual mind. So it is necessary to pierce, so to say, through the cloud of the mind cloud, the fog of the mind. It is necessary that we should joyfully embrace this challenge, the Jhamma challenge, so to say. And therefore it's good to sit for a good amount of time. Now, I'm aware that we have also devotees who are just starting with their Jhamma. For them it is better if they don't chant too much, because the challenge might be too great. So it's good to chant maybe a few rounds and do that in an enlivened and good way. But for senior devotees who want to advance a little bit beyond and go and make the extra step, it's very important to discover the life beyond the mind and the body, the true spiritual life. And for that, there is no other way. You have to pass through the mental cloud. You have to go and have to make that experience either in kirtan, where you sit for a long amount of time, or in japa. That little austerity is required. And then you will know, wow, the real life is beyond the material platform. The real life waits for me on the other side. So I wish you all the best, and don't forget to pray to Lord Nityananda.